For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
We've got to post the pictures. Megan Barth rolls through the door looking like Harrison Ford. No. You were into your Incline Village look with a big jacket and
my hat. I tell you what, it hits 60 degrees and I'm like an old woman. I am like bundled up in my jacket. I got a bomber jacket. I got my wool hat on, you know. And by the way, the earphones, they don't fit over the hat.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. We'll have
we'll see
if we can redesign.
Seamus, can we get myself some?
I just love it. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. Mm-hmm. Boy, her business card is really full. and she joins us in studio every Monday. let me just ask you, are you glad to have Florida behind us now? I mean, I'm assuming it's done.
Oh, it's done. Yeah, we have the concessions we need. But unfortunately, what we don't have is the transparency we need. And the transparency we need is what in the hell was going on in Broward. This wasn't sheer incompetence, because they could have pulled this off actually quite stunningly if they weren't caught.
You say they were caught?
Well, yeah, they were caught. They were caught red-handed right in the middle of their quote-unquote incompetence. My God, seemed like they had a pretty good system. They had semis moving stuff. They had rental cars moving things. That's how we found the ballots, was in the Avis rental car.
And we found, 2,000 ballots that nobody knew about.
Right, and also
it's probably more.
2,000 ballots completely lost, and then mixed in with other ballots, and basically, in essence, destroyed, much like Brenda Snipes was caught destroying ballots in 2016. She wasn't incompetent when she was destroying ballots in 2016. She destroyed ballots quite effectively.
Brenda Snipes has come out and said, and the implication seems to be, in her defense, that Broward County, because it's so big and unwieldy and all of that, that there's something peculiar about Broward County. But there are big counties all across America that get their ballots in. They get their ballots in on time. They report them on time. There's total transparency.
You know what was really big, too, around that same time? The hurricane. The hurricane that basically took out the whole entire panhandle.
But it didn't touch Broward County.
Correct. And the panhandle still managed to get all their ballots in on time. They didn't lose ballots. They didn't lose them in rental cars. They didn't lose them in high school hallways. And you would think of all the counties, that should be incompetent would be the counties after a major, destructive, largest hurricane in seasons. Wiped out a complete town. So I'm only going to swallow the incompetence so much, and then what I'm going to start looking at is the operation. And it's not only Brenda Snipes who should resign, it's the whole entire operation. If she trained all these people under her, what you put in is what you get out. Garbage in, garbage out.
I want to ask you, though, these electioneer people, a lot of them that work there are retirees. They're not volunteers because they actually get paid. But I'm curious. They've got 6 months to get this thing right between even the primary election, probably in June, and then here in November where we're actually voting in the general election. Why can't they be ready? I mean, is that just a lack of preparation? Is it a lack of leadership?
Like a lack of will to me, especially will to follow the law. And a judge found Brenda Snipes not incompetent. He found her to violate the Florida Constitution and the federal Constitution, federal law. And what does that mean? What does violating the Constitution mean? It means breaking the law.
Yeah.
So instead of giving interviews to CNN and empowering the crooks by putting her face in front of every camera or microphone that wants to stick it in her face and then ask her about her victimhood, maybe, just maybe, charges should be brought against Brenda Snipes for breaking the law. I don't know. It's just a concept.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. I know you got a bone to pick with a local electioneer, and that is the Secretary of State, Barb Zagafsky.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back, what, to election night, that wake we had at the South Point?
Yeah, well, it actually goes back to 2016, but I'll put that aside for now. So someone had come up to me the other day and said that they had a firsthand account experience of listening to Barbara act like some clueless girl out of the valley. And those were pretty much his words and not mine. But a person approached Barbara and said, you know, after you watched the funeral procession, said, well, what about voter fraud? And with that, Barbara, I call her Babs, throws her head to one side.
She's the Secretary of State. You don't call the Secretary of State Babs.
I do.
Okay. Just checking.
Mm-hmm. No, I would absolutely love to meet her, but every time I see her, she avoids me or gives me the stink eye.
Wow.
And it was before I started calling her Babs, so I just call her Babs. Like
Barbara,
it's just
Babs.
Babs, yeah.
Babs,
it's like
Barbara.
Babs Streisand.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Don't mean any.
Okay.
So anyway, this voter approached Babs and said, but what about voter fraud? And with that, Barbara says, you know, cocks her head to the side and says, oh, there's voter fraud?
So, okay, so let me get
this
straight.
So she's going to act completely dumb or ignorant to the very fact that she actually uncovered voter fraud. She's on record saying that she had 21 green card holders that were registered to vote and some voted. And she's never really told us how many voted. So right there, actually, yes, voter fraud does exist.
Now,
she
would argue that, hey, I purged tens of thousands of votes from the voter rolls. Mm-hmm. Folks who don't live at that address anymore, that kind of thing, and purged a whole bunch of voters.
Yeah. How many illegal aliens are on the voter rolls?
Yeah. And by the way, you have to be a citizen. State constitution says that.
Correct. And there are plenty of them that are on. Many double registered. We actually found, as we're pouring over, because we've got people looking. Like, you know, I would rather see Barbara actually at a desk manually looking over just one precinct of voter rolls instead of seeing Barbara come in for a 2 o'clock meeting with the South County Republican Women's Club. And at 2 o'clock, just by the way, not a lot of working women can get there. And so I'm just asking maybe for a time change every once in a while. But yes, I'd rather see her doing her job and protecting our vote. Because if there is one person illegally registered and just happens to vote, or the sample ballot ends up in the wrong hands, or the absentee ballot ends up in the wrong hands, or the provisional ballot ends up in the wrong hands, then my voice, it means nothing.
Let me ask you this. In this election cycle, and this is what I always go back to, because I think there's a perception out there that we have a problem with voter integrity, vote integrity, and that, but until we find the smoking gun, until we can go to a judge and say, audit this precinct, order it, pay for it, whatever, until we get a true audit of a precinct or precincts, and we're going to be able to say, hey, of the 2,000 votes, 300 of them are illegals. Until we can get a smoking gun, it's going to be really tough to sell.
Well, when I see 15 people registered, all Democrat registered and active voters, 15 people living at a two-bedroom, one-bath shack that looks like it should be in a Tijuana slum, I kind of question, geez, 15 registered Democrats live in a two-bedroom, one-bath shack. Maybe I should go knock on their door and find out if these are legal registrants. You know, it's something that I think any politician should do in order to make sure that their precincts are being managed, because certainly our precincts, our voter rolls aren't being managed. And Barbara will tell us, and, you know, her consultants will tell us that we're conspiracy theorists, or there is no voter fraud. Heard that before, got the T-shirt, thank you very much. However, what we continue to uncover is what anyone could uncover, because when the public voter rolls, the voter rolls are a public record, and she will tell you, but there's no way I can check to see if legal aliens are on the rolls. I don't have access to citizenship data. Well, you know what? Alabama actually passed a really great election integrity, a set of election integrity laws where you actually need an ID. Texas, the same thing, upheld by a federal judge.
But we're not going to get it for 2 years, maybe 4 years. We've got
She's
a governor that's going to serve.
All the time in the world to protect our vote. And she decided to do nothing creative. She decided to do nothing inventive. And she could have even, like I said, there's precedent that has been set. She could have not dismissed our charges. She could have looked into it. She could have literally looked at three pieces of paper from an Excel spreadsheet and saw the same data that we saw and then defended it or investigated it. And she chose not to.
More to come with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, RedWaveAmerica pack. And check out any of them. The Red Wave America pack, we're going to talk a little bit about where they go from here. They were very influential in the state of Texas, helping to get Ted Cruz reelected. And by the way, in multi languages. It was a bilingual effort, both Hispanic and both Spanish and English. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
My name is Patrick Casal, and I'm as frustrated as you with these election results. As a business owner here in Las Vegas for the past 28 years, I've seen the Republican governor raise our taxes, give driver's license to illegal aliens, support Obamacare and the Medicaid expansion. Is it any wonder why we lost every single congressional race in Clark County? Is it any wonder why the Clark County Republican Central Committee raised $0? Please check out my website at chairmanpat.com and join our team as we begin this journey to take back Nevada. I'm Patrick Casal.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. You had some parting comments for Barbara Zagafsky for Babs?
Yeah, congratulations, Barbara. The left loves you.
Well, I got to admit, she is the only constitutional officer with an R behind her name. And there are a lot of people around the state that are questioning her veracity, her stick-to-itiveness when it comes to things like voter fraud.
Well, she doesn't think it exists, even though just a year or two ago she said she found 21 green card holders on the rolls. I mean, so obviously it does exist, but she's acting like it doesn't. But it certainly, I mean, when you win elections and by, I have never, Kevin, I've been observing politics for quite some time. I have never seen such a perfect split ballot. I mean, my God, if you were trying to write a formula to have the most perfect outcome, that's probably something you would do.
Okay, let me just ask you, because I've had a lot of people, I was speaking last Thursday night, I think it was, at the Sun City Conservatives Club, mm-hmm. which I think you've spoken to.
And I actually spoke to them on voter fraud in 2016 and the 3,000 envelopes that we found that
there
the FBI never opened an investigation, the Las Vegas FBI. And those sample ballots actually should still be in storage in the post office according to federal regulations.
They have
because
to be
if
kept.
We got, yes, they have to be kept, they have to be stored, they have to be inventoried, they have to be tagged. And it would just take an inspector post office general to come and just look at those records. Be pretty easy.
Well, I want to ask you, what is it that with a Democrat governor a Democrat assembly, a Democrat state senate, and every constitutional office but Babs. And I use that only because you used it. What is it we can do between now and 2020 when the the assembly and all these guys are up for re-election, and 2022 when the governor's up for re-election? What is there we can do about this in the state of Nevada?
There's a lot we can do. And I don't think it's going to come from her office.
Where's it going to come from? I mean,
that remains to be seen.
Wow. Are you convinced there is something we can do about it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because the one thing I know I can do real well is raise holy hell.
And you do.
And I'm going to.
One of the things that is interesting is Democrats swear up and down, and their reply is always, you know, to people like you and people like me, is, well, how many people have been arrested? How many people have been convicted of voter fraud? Well, and the answer is not lots.
Well, we just had 13 Russians convicted by the special counsel, or at least charged, rather. By the special counsel with tampering in our election. So it can happen. I mean, the Democrats have been looking for Russian voter fraud for 2 years. And they've found some that, yes, they bought $10,000 in ads, but they found no collusion. Now they're saying that there's voter fraud in Georgia because Stacey Abrams lost. Okay, I'm so happy you want to have a discussion about voter fraud. How about you prove voter fraud doesn't exist? How about you prove that black voters are disenfranchised? Open the rolls, because if there's one illegal alien on the roll, that disenfranchises a black voter.
Good point. I want to ask you, because you're very involved in a group that I thought did a lot of good in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Red Wave America PAC.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the election cycle is over, you helped to reelect Ted Cruz in Texas.
Yeah.
What's the next mission?
Well, you know, we were getting our feet wet. And so we were going to enter the Gillum race. But unfortunately, some consultants convinced some folks to do some what I call 1986 Dukakis tactics. But, you know, our campaign is pretty bold. We were bold against Beto. And we also had a Spanish campaign as well. And in San Antonio, you know, we really picked the locations and, you know, we did have an impact. In Florida, we didn't engage. However, now that we see the writing on the wall as far as what we need to do and what issues we need to tackle, we're regrouping. We were in D.C. on the night of the midterms. We had meetings all day. I mean, I was in and out of meetings all day, and have garnered a few proposals from those meetings. And so we'll see kind of the direction we take, but I can tell you that I think there will be two issues that our PAC will be especially strong on, and that is election integrity will definitely be one of our main themes. But our style can be adaptable. You know, it's Brian and I and a graphic designer, and we're very creative, and we've been in the political space. We've been in media. We understand the ground game. We understand the boots on the ground, and we can definitely motivate them.
More to come. We'll talk about another message that they might take up at Red Wave America PAC. I've got an idea for them. It's all coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. I can't believe it. Thanksgiving next week.
Gobble, gobble.
What are you doing? Are you cooking?
No, for the first time in like close to 30 years, my mom is not cooking. And I told her, you need a break. You know,
I asked if you were cooking. So in other words, does that constitute you cooking when your mom cooks and you take credit for it?
You know, I'm really grossed out when I have to take out that whole gut thing in the turkey.
Gizzards or whatever.
Yeah. Like, it just really grosses me out.
Me too. You never want to see how the sausage is made.
No.
You love the sausage, but you don't want to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah. I'd really like to fry a turkey one time, but knowing my luck, it would probably like be sent into orbit, like the whole thing would blow, you know? So, but I hear it's good. That's a Southern thing, I think.
God. Let me ask you, the president has filled out the written questionnaire from the Robert Mueller investigation. Where's this going to go?
Ooh.
I mean, he says... in one interview, he says he's not likely to have a face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kind of backed off on Fox News Sunday, kind of backed off of that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this thing end? I mean, and are we coming close to the finish line?
Well, it's one of the largest hoaxes pulled on the American people. You actually have millions of people believe that Russia colluded, that Donald Trump colluded with Vladimir Putin to throw the election. Millions of people believe this because the mainstream media carried that narrative. And without Jeff Sessions' departure, we wouldn't have had Mueller. He's investigating nothing because there is no such thing as Russian collusion. And so it was. It resulted in the apprehension of private files violating attorney-client privilege. The Democrats are really cheering about that. Whereby now, I guess anybody's attorney except Hillary Clinton's attorney, except James Comey's attorney, except Mueller's attorney can be just stormed in the middle of the day or night and all of the files confiscated. And then there's, oh, well, we'll just let you go through the files and you tell us what you think is important. Talk about looking for a crime.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. And I'm just real quick. Looking ahead.
And may I make one more thing about Mueller?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now the latest news is that the three commies from the East, one from Hawaii, are banding together in the Senate because they are going to sue, I guess, the DOJ or the president. I'm not really sure, but they're going to sue to stop Whitaker. Do you know what this tells me? All this hysteria around A.G. Whitaker, you know what that tells me? He's the perfect person for the job.
And by the way, the president swore up and down on Fox News Sunday yesterday that he would not impact whatever decision Matt Whitaker makes. That he is not that the president said, I'm not going to interfere in any way. That's his
whoever
call.
The Democrats fear most, I want in that job. Just like they feared Kavanaugh, and he's perfect for the job. Again, we're going to witness the politics of personal destruction, whereby they're going to probably find some, you know, two-bit hoe that needs to make a couple hundred dollars.
Some girl he broke up with in high
school.
Or they'll
find a liar, because we've already had two women that made up stories against Judge Kavanaugh on the heels of Michael Avenatti, who just lost his L.A. office and was accused and arrested for abusing women. But those women shouldn't be believed. The hypocritical kabuki dance that the Democrats continue to do need to be called on the carpet, and they need to be called soon with the confirmation of Matt Whitaker.
Let me ask you, I'm just curious about this. Michael Avenatti has been a pain in the ass for the Trump administration. It's almost become a vendetta. Michael Avenatti trying to bring down the president with, of all people, Stormy Daniels, for crying out loud.
Who says her career has been ruined now?
I was going to say, you couldn't find a better client with a little more credibility?
I'm sure there's a D-list for porn stars somewhere.
Oh, my God. But I'm curious, is he done? Is his 15 minutes of fame up?
Well, unless CNN wants to have him on 184 more times.
God. I
mean, he was presidential material. He was going to throw his hat in.
No,
he was going to run for 2020.
He's supposed to go to New Hampshire.
And he was
in the
being
weeks.
Fawned by all of the what do they call themselves? Philanthropist Upper East Side women, raging liberals, fawning over him that he was going to be the next president. Don't you know?
I'm curious. I don't know if you saw the video, but there was apparently a confrontation in Portland, Oregon. Between hashtag me too and hashtag him too.
Mm-hmm.
And that apparently there is some movement trying to defend men that, hey, we've got some rights here too, you know.
Led by a woman.
Is it really?
Yes.
What do you know about the organization?
And I believe this is what I read, but I'm going to have to double check, and I'll double check on the break, that it's a woman who is a survivor of sexual assault. And she actually realizes the need to defend innocent men, like the innocent before assumed guilty, right? You're innocent until proven guilty. Well, the Democrats want to flip that on their heads. So this is what happened in Portland. So Annie Ngo, N-G-O, Ngo, is, you know, a citizen journalist, and he's there capturing it. And Antifa is in masks, and they're wielding, and they're chasing people, and they're beating people up and trying to create skirmishes. And the police are just standing by watching him. This is the socialist progressive paradise that pretty soon you're going to have masked thugs patrolling the streets and creating mayhem just because some woman wants to speak out on behalf of men.
Wow. You mentioned the People's Republic of California, and I've got to ask you, we now know after house race in California, in particular in Orange County, which used to be Reagan conservatives, and it's changed. You are a successful refugee from the People's Republic of California. You got out just in time.
Yes.
But now they're saying that even Orange County has turned blue, real, real blue.
Yeah, a week after the election, more found ballots. Oh, imagine that. More found ballots. Yeah, it seems to be a pattern. You know, you wouldn't expect a pattern if it was incompetence, right?
Well, incompetence, well, I mean, like Broward County.
But I mean, it's just such
County.
A perfect pattern. Like, you know, they're batting, a 1,000 or whatever?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they're just finding ballots, and 90% of those ballots are swinging to Republicans. Or, excuse me, to swinging to Democrats. They can't seem to find any Republican ballots. It's just mystifying to me. But, yes, two elections flipped. The first South Korean House representative was defeated by a margin of just a few, I think, 100 votes. But then again, we have to look at California as a whole. Do you really think that just 140% of the people registered in L.A. County is just in L.A. County? No, you have 140% more people registered in L.A. County than exist. In San Diego County, that borders the south of Orange County, they have 120%. Geez, I wonder what Orange County has.
Wow. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, Megan's going to stay with us, take some calls, have some fun with us till the top of the hour. In fact, let's go to Dave. Dave in Las Vegas, you're up and you're on with Megan Barth. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Dave in Las Vegas, you're up and you're on.
Whoops. We'll put him on hold and we'll... give him some caller training.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just great. What's up?
All right, great. Hey, you know what? We're just not as aggressive. Us as Republicans need to be aggressive. I agree with Megan. Megan, I'm surprised I'm hearing it only now because I've been telling all my black friends, I've been telling them, look, you're outnumbered, man. The day that you guys were minorities are over. Now you're fighting against people that are illegal immigrants that are in here. So our vote count is off the chart, off the wall. We're not fighting against Americans anymore. We're not. It is what it is. And she's given so much examples of it. It is what it is. We are voting against non-Americans.
That's right.
And that's where we're going to lose. And if these black people don't understand, or these Asian people don't understand, by the way, I'm all mixed, okay? So, I can say what I like.
You're Heinz 57.
So, yeah, I'm Heinz 57. So that's the whole idea. And they really need to understand real quick that either they're American or they're not. And once they realize that, they might be able to do it. And there's a lot of guys agree with me, but I've been telling my black friends that for all this whole election. The reason for them to get out and vote Republican is for an American society, not a world society. And that's what we just got ourselves into.
That is, can I tell you, that's a great call.
One of the
call.
Best calls.
I love that. Dave, thanks, man.
Dave, that was a great call.
Do the
call back anytime.
Do the numbers back them up?
Absolutely, the numbers back them up. And when you look at mass immigration, specifically illegal immigration, where you find the highest, propensities of fraud, like I said, 140% right. People registered in L.A. County, 120% in San Diego County. They shift the demographics. And this is why the Democrats have literally turned their back on black Americans in favor of illegal aliens. Now, why would they do that? Well, because they need a new dependency class.
I'm wondering, though, and again,
and they can dirty the rolls.
We see this in Europe. We see it elsewhere in the Western world, where, you know, in Canada and different places like that, we have coalition governments. And we have essentially coalitions being made. We've seen the president's approval rating up around 33% in the African American community and in the Hispanic community.
I heard up to 40% actually.
Oh, and that may well be. I'm wondering though if there is a coalition that could be made. Mm-hmm. If Republicans and conservatives could go to African Americans mm-hmm. and say, "Hey, what has Kwasi Nfume, what has Al Sharpton, what has Jesse Jackson done for you guys?" And by the way, here's a president who has the lowest unemployment rate among African Americans, wage growth among African Americans.
Prison reform.
He just agreed to back the prison reform mm-hmm. bill.
Yeah, which
justice reform.
You know, Bill Clinton's policies of three strikes imprisoned young black youth and men, and left fatherless homes, fatherless children. It creates a cycle of again dependency and broken homes. I think that somehow you got to rise above the noise of racism. Why is it that, of course, the Democrats always use racism as their default position? It's the first thing that will come out of their mouth, and it's the excuse for everything. Well, because it's such a horrible word. And when you repeat it over and over and over again, you tend to get some people to believe you. You know, it's the old Alinsky trick. You push the lie again and again until it pushes through to the truth, right? And digest it as the truth. We have to do a better job as Republicans of going in to these communities, not being afraid to go into these communities. You know, when Donald Trump went to the black church in Chicago, right, and did, a sort of talk there, I thought, well, my God, this is the first time really since Reagan I had seen that. And this is how you build from the ground up. It's not the top down. That's always how it works. You build from the ground up. And I think because of the economic indices, which show the lowest unemployment for black Americans, the lowest unemployment for Hispanic Americans, the lowest unemployment for Asian Americans, it has to ring more than that, right? It you have to get into the communities and make them believe you.
That's Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. I owe you a break, so I'm going to get you a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how we do it in our final half hour. You call in. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and, of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Final segment. Megan Barth joining us, ReaganBabe.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to T. T, you're up, and you're on with Megan Barth. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Yeah, hey. Love my Megan.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I've been wanting to make a comment for a while because I work the early and the general. These provisionals have got to go. Yep. We had more of those than I can count.
Yep.
We had unions driving people to our places.
And by the way, that's not illegal. Driving people to the polls, we drive people to the polls.
I know it's not illegal, but I'm telling you, by the dozens we had, which was ridiculous, the day of, people were coming in and getting angry because they could not sign up and vote. One woman came in and said someone came to her door and told her that she could come over and register and vote the same day. I mean, the things that was going on is ridiculous.
Were they given provisional ballots?
No. They didn't. Those who said they had registered and it wasn't listed, they did. I had one person who told me, well, he doesn't remember when he registered, and he doesn't remember where he registered. He got a provisional one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is ridiculous. They had like 3 and 4 observers. One young person I spoke to told me that when it was over, he had made his paycheck would be at least $2,000. Where were the other side observers?
Mm-hmm.
None at all. None at all. I didn't see anybody else with being driven to the polls. They were bringing them in cars, personally escorting them in.
May I ask you a question, T?
It was a circus.
May I ask you a question? Yep, and it's on purpose. Let me ask you a question, T. How many, have you been working the polls for early in general for a while, like over 2 years?
Over 5 years.
Okay, over 5 years.
Straight over 5 years. Before that,
on average,
occasionally.
On average, how many provisional ballots, let's say 5 years ago, would you think would be given out?
When this year or many years ago?
Years ago. Like you said, you
years
had
ago, it was a handful.
A handful. How many provisional ballots do you think were given out this year?
From where I was working and all of that stuff, I would say at least 20 or more.
Okay.
On a particular day.
And that's on a particular, oh, on one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm all during early voting and then on election day, you have this accumulation
We had at least 20 a day.
And before it would be maybe a handful.
Yeah, it'd be a little handful. You're lucky if you got four or five. In fact, you're lucky if you got zero prior to that.
Now, see, here's this pattern.
Like four-time increase.
Four-time. And here's this pattern of all these provisional ballots. If you look at the news coming out of San Francisco, someone like T said, wow, we really had an unusual amount of provisional ballots this year. You go down to Brenda Snipes down in Broward County. Wow, they had a lot of provisional ballots this year. Some of them were found in trunks. Then you go over to Arizona. Wow, they found 500,000 provisional ballots, or at least 100,000 provisional ballots, something like that.
Yeah,
they just found provisional ballots. Yep. T, do me a favor if you could. Email me.
I sure will.
Reagan Babe, Reagan Babe, at Proton Mail.
How do you spell?
Proton Mail. mail.com protonmail.com. If you just go to my website and click contact me, you'll get me that way too. Okay.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a while, so I'm glad I had a chance to get to you directly. Usually, I miss you when you're on the radio.
Well,
I'm glad.
Because Kevin asked, "How are we going to fix this? We're going to fix this with people like T."
And I am a person of color.
In fact,
I even emailed Michael and said, "Where are our observers?"
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, T, thank you. I have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Okay, you guys do the same.
There you go.
And that's it. You know, it takes someone like T to use her voice because her voice is being stolen.
Yeah.
My voice is being stolen by these provisional ballots, by these dirty voter rolls. You can go to my website, ReaganBabe.com. Dirty voter rolls yield dirty elections, part two. And if I have to write a part three and a part four and a part five, and I've already been published in the Daily Caller, I'm already published in the Daily Wire, I'm already published in The Hill, I'll make some noise. Because if Barbara Zagaski isn't going to make some noise, then step aside. I'll do it.
That is going to do it. I've made you late for lunch. I apologize.
That's right.
You have a luncheon that you're supposed to be at. But thanks for sticking around.
You're welcome. It was worth it. T is an angel.
You have a great Thanksgiving. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. I just love it. That's going to do it for today. We'll join you tomorrow. 9 a.m. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casal, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casal, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.